Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Welcome once again. Thank you for tuning in tonight. So nice to have all of you listening here on this Friday. We've made it through another week, my beloved. Can you believe it? It's Friday. These five-day work weeks can really be long. You know, last week we had a four-day work week, and I thought that was pretty tiring. But I just want to give a shout-out. I want to give a big mahalo to each and every one of you. It's 9:30 at night. I don't think we've got any traffic freeway work going on this evening, so hopefully we're all home by now or on our way home, and hope you all get there safely. Just want to give a shout-out to all of our loyal listeners out there and also to all of our brothers and sisters that are in the facilities across the island of Oahu, to our brothers up at the Waiava Complex. I know you've been having fun with Angel, Brother Angel, and Brother Bob. Next week will be Pastor Virginia. 2 weeks from this past Wednesday, my wife, Lynette, and myself will be there. Hallelujah. And then we want to give a shout-out to all the brothers that were able to go to chapel today with Pastor Scott out there in Halava. I want to thank you for your faithfulness. Then we go over to the FDC, hoping to get in there on Sunday, my brothers, and be able to share with you. To all of our brothers and sisters out there in OCCC, Modules 3, 4, 17, 18, Module 8, and Annex 1, Aloha. Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. And, of course, we had a wonderful evening last night with our sisters at WCCC. You know, it was a great example last night. On our way out to the other side of the island, you know, there's times in life where it just feels like everything's coming down on you, you know, and you feel that pressure on you. And it's the pressure of the world. It could be pressure from a relationship, from work, just from stress. I mean, all the things going around in the world. And so when we got there last night, I want to give props to Brother Robert Helsham, our Free Inside Ministry praise and worship leader. You know, he was able to minister to the women last night that were there up in chapel, 9 or 10 women there, but just Robert started playing his guitar. And he started playing his guitar and he started ministering to them in song. And he has the passion of a world-class psalmist. I mean, he can soothe anyone's soul. And, you know, although we're there to share and to bless the women from WCCC, I was in the back of the chapel and I was in receive mode. You see, the Lord had to get my heart right. Amen. We had to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit so that we would be able to share His love, His compassion, and His truth. Because anything less than that would be all of us. And that's not what it's all about. But you see, I needed to receive because I'd gone through some hurdles during the day. And there was some animosity in my heart. But by the time Brother Robert was through, the Holy Presence was there. The Holy Spirit was there. The presence of God was in the room. It was so thick, you almost had to say, "Jesus, could you scoot over? I wanna sit down, Jesus. Thank you." And the women were getting blessed. But, you know, you have to have your heart in the right place. You have to have your heart focused on God. You have to have your eyes focused on God. You have to have everything of your being focused on God Himself. Because anything less is a distraction. You know, and I just want to remind everybody, this is Free Inside Ministry. We're on 9:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Right here on 99.5 FM, The Word. We have a website. We're blessed. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. freeinsideministry.org. We do have an email address, and that is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you still paddling in the wave of social media, we have a Facebook page, and it's Free Inside Ministry, and that's on our Facebook page. And you can get there anytime. Just come up there, and you'll get all the things that are going on through the ministry. And on the website, we actually have everything set up in a podcast via iTunes Podcast or Google Feedburner for your listening convenience and enjoyment. Take a look. Drop me a line on the email. Tell me how this program has touched you, how I could improve it. or if it's reached any one of your loved ones that happen to be incarcerated or locked up at this time. I always love the praise reports, and we have many. We have countless praise reports, and it's just not about anything that we do. It's not about anything I do. It's about everything that God does through us. It's about everything that God does through me. You know, but as I was speaking about last night at the women's facility, a shout out to Chaplain Tammy. Thank you for your grace and allowing our team to go on both sides of the facility last night. Looking forward to getting back there next week, Thursday. Just a blessed time with our sisters. But as I was walking up last night, the message that the Lord had put upon me, of course, he threw that one out and put another one on me as I walked up to the lectern or the pulpit there to share. And it was something about, there's a lot of things going on, but, you know, sometimes it's so easy for us to get out of focus. Amen? Sometimes it's so easy for us to lose sight of where we should be at and what we should be doing. Amen? Because it's easy. But, you know, if you are a pilot for a airline, and these are the airlines, the major airlines that you take people from Honolulu to Los Angeles, imagine if you had a challenge with your eyesight and you were landing the aircraft and you were a little bit out of focus. It just wasn't clear. It wasn't crystal clear. It was a little fuzzy. Now, that poses an opportunity for a tragedy. Because you're out of focus, you might not be able to do what you have been trained to do. Amen? You know, how about if you were a truck driver and all of a sudden your vision became blurred and you have a big Matson container on the back of your rig and you can't really see in front of you. So if you're not in focus, there is an opportunity or a possibility that you might cause harm because you're not able to see things the way that you used to see them or as you should see them as they are. Amen? It's just a little blurry. It's just like having a pair of binoculars. When our son used to play football at the stadium, and even up in college in the mainland, I would always have my set of binoculars. Because from far away, you can kind of see what's going on. But when you have those field binoculars, man, you can see the sweat coming off of their nose, man, and the blood dripping off of their chin. Hallelujah. Like being a gladiator, warrior for Christ, onward Christian soldiers. Amen. But you see, even with the binoculars, if you're out of focus, you can kind of see what's going on, but you really don't see what's going on. Are you understanding me? You feeling me tonight? Amen. See, because even though you've got what you need, it still needs to be adjusted to be crystal clear so that everything in front of you is as vibrant and alive as it should be. Hallelujah. You see where I'm going with this? Are you getting the drift where I'm falling on our wave of God's love tonight? My brothers and my sisters, our challenge in our lives, the way we fall short of the mark is, although we may be seeing where we're going, we may be seeing what we're doing, we're not in focus. Or, worse yet, we are focused on the wrong things. Amen? You see, because when you have that focus, you're able to zero in. You're able to see your target. You're able to see your destiny. You're able to see what is going on. You know, and so it was just last night when I was talking about focus. You know, God has never lost his focus on any one of us. Do you know that? But we've lost our focus on God. Amen. You know, God sees everything and anything. And sometimes we can't even see the right things in our lives. Amen? We lose focus on what's important. We lose focus on where we should be going. We lose focus on what we should be doing. Amen? I'm preaching to the choir right about now. Call it self-confession 101. But you see, it's when we lose that focus that things start to go awry. It's just like trying to land that airplane jetliner. If the pilot lost focus, it would have dire consequences. Amen? Just like in our lives, my brothers and sisters, look where we are tonight. Look where we are right now, Friday, September 13th, 2013. And right now it's about 9:41 p.m. and you're behind the walls of OCCC. You're sitting behind the walls of WCCC. You're sitting in your bed at FDC or Wayava or Halava, be it as it may. But you see, you got out of focus when you're on the outside. But you see, I'm trying to parlay that. I'm trying to explain to you, even though you got out of focus, God never lost his focus on you. In fact, his focus was so intense, his focus was so direct, he removed you from a situation that was doing you no good and put you in a place where you had the opportunity to hear his voice. You see, because when you're outside doing your thing with your bling, your homies, your ride, and all that going on, you know how you roll, dog. Come on now. You don't listen to God because you're the man with the plan. But now he removed all of that from you. He took away all the cash you had. You don't can't carry that much cash when you're inside. Took away your ride. You don't got no ride. You got a footmobile when you locked up. Took all your bling from you. Got nothing hanging around your neck or cross if you're lucky and blessed. Got no fancy clothes. You're wearing prison clothes. God took everything that you had that you thought was important so he could place you in a situation or an environment where you're going to realize how important God is. That's his wish. That's my wish. That's our wish. That's the wish of Free Inside Ministry. I'm not here to talk about a big church. I'm not here to talk about shave ice and lattes and musubis after church. I'm here to talk about the Word of God. And we're going to get right into it tonight because sometimes the easiest way to get back in focus with our Heavenly Father is by praying. You see, we need to be praying because in 1 John 5:15, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. In Matthew 21:22, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. See, God is always there. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to reach out to him. Because you see, it's at that time when God's going to realize that you are trying to communicate with him. That's what's part of a relationship. And that's what we need to do. We need to have our prayer closet. You know, you can pray anywhere you want. You can say, oh, I'm going to wait till I get outside, bullet to pray. I'm going to wait till I'm, you know, at home, you know, in my bedroom. I'm going to say two names of two men, Paul and Silas. Guess where they were when they're praying and singing hymns? They were in prison. In Acts 16, verse 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Hallelujah. That's what I like. They were listening to them. You know, that's the wonderful thing is when we come into the various facilities, we sing praise and worship so that we praise our Lord for what he's done, but we worship him for who he is. We praise him with our lips, but we worship him with our heart. Hallelujah. Because you need to usher in the presence of the world as we push the things of the world away from us and we embrace the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why we sing praise and worship, to make our hearts supple, to open the ears and open the eyes of our heart so that we can hear the rhema word, the message that the Lord will have imparted upon us by the messenger, by the voice that is in front of you. You see, it's not about the messenger. It is about the message. Remember that. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they sound like. It doesn't matter what they smell like. If they have been sent from God, they are God's chosen one to bring you the rhema word. Maybe you might have to close your eyes. Maybe you might have to close your nose, but you just got to hear the word of God because that's the rhema word that the Lord is trying to put in your heart. Amen. You know, a lot of times we feel like, you know, I was talking about that earlier, is that everything is just like pressure, man. Everybody pressured out. So much stress. Everybody's stressing. You know, I asked our sisters last night, how many of you are just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Everybody raised their hand. I raised my hand. Then I said, how many of you are just getting tired of being messed up? Everybody raised their hand. Hallelujah. I raised my hand too. I said, instead of getting messed up, don't you want to get blessed up? Hallelujah. I said, instead of getting messed up, don't you want to get blessed up? Hallelujah. You know, and it's by having that relationship. You see, I gave up religion a long time ago. I really did. I gave up religion a long time ago so I could have a relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. You see, religion didn't save me. God saved me. Religion didn't heal me. God healed me. Religion didn't turn my life around. God turned my life around. God didn't say, go build my church. God said, go build my kingdom. Hallelujah. You know, but even Jesus, Even Jesus got to a point in his life. He came to a crossroads. Jesus came to a point where even he needed help. You say, what are you talking about, Brother Blue? If you were to look at the book of Matthew in chapter 27, Matthew 27, I wanted to share this very briefly with you, my brothers and sisters, my brethren, my beloved. You know why I call you guys my beloved? How do you spell that? Very easy. Be loved. That's why you, my beloved. Be loved by me. Be loved by God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. You know, but I just want to thank you once again for tuning in tonight. But here we are in chapter 27 in the book of Matthew. We want to be down there around verse 32. If you open up your swords and you get down there as you open up your Bibles, I'm going to read it for those of you that don't have your swords with you, or for those of you that are driving on the highways and byways tonight, along the way. Now, we're talking about when Jesus is going up towards the crucifixion. So it's a very pivotal time. You know, I don't know how many of you, have you ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ? Anyone? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands down. Okay. Well, you see, that movie was not called the Strength of the Christ. That movie wasn't called The Good Intentions of the Christ. That movie wasn't called The Power of the Christ. The movie wasn't called The Love of the Christ. It was called The Passion. The Passion. You see, passion is what's going to make you do what you got to do when you don't want to do it. Well, what are you talking about, Brother Bula? Do you really think Jesus wanted to go and get crucified on that cross? You really think Jesus wanted to get flogged and whipped where his flesh was getting torn from his bones? Do you really think Jesus wanted to get scourged and have his rib cage ripped and shreds of bone removed from his body by the Roman soldiers? Do you think he really wanted to get beaten, his face beaten to a pulp so badly that his own mother, his very own mother, could not recognize him? You think Jesus wanted to walk through the town with that heavy wooden cross on his back that was bleeding and cut open by the whippings and the beatings with the crown of thorns upon his head as he bled through every pore of his body? And as he would fall in the dust and people would kick more dust at him, throw stones at him, spit on him, say, kill him. Kill him, his very own people. You see, that's where the passion comes in. It's the passion that Jesus had for each and everyone else. It's the passion that he had for the sins of the world because he knew the price that had to be paid. But you see, Jesus knew exactly who he was. He knew what his identity was. When you know who you are, when you know who you are, then you know your identity. And once you know your identity, you know your destiny. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross, but he knew he had to. Amen. See, it's in this chapter 27, verse 32, and we get to a critical point on the way to the crucifixion. You see, because it says, along the way, they came across a man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross, and they went out to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. That's where they crucified Jesus. But see, Jesus was flesh incarnate. Jesus had collapsed. Jesus was exhausted. Jesus had come to the end of his rope. He could go no further. He was flesh incarnate. He was in the flesh. So when I say, my brothers and sisters, Jesus knows your pain. Jesus knows your anguish. Jesus knows your struggles. Jesus knows what you're going through. That's the God's honest truth. Here he was, crumpled on the cobblestone path, beaten to a pulp, his body probably in a state of perennial shock from the whippings and the floggings and all the blood loss he has experienced. And he had this heavy wooden cross. He had the pressures of the world. Everything was coming down upon him, and he could not get up. Jesus himself could not lift the cross, but he got help. A man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, and the soldiers forced him to carry Jesus' cross. See, that's why Jesus knows what it's like to lift someone up. That's why Jesus knows what it's like to help someone. He himself was in need of help. he himself had come to a point in his life where he couldn't do it anymore. His power was too much already. Can't handle. Enough. But yet someone was there to help him to realize his destiny. If Jesus never made it up to the hill at Golgotha, we might not be sitting here today. Hallelujah. For one thing, we wouldn't have the opportunity for salvation. Hallelujah. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. But despite all of that, and there are times where we come in our lives where we think even God has abandoned us. Nobody comes, nobody calls, family, friends, nobody. All your great friends that you had before, you lock up, they don't call, they don't come, they don't visit. You don't even exist. It gets to the point where you listen to those voices in your head at night. You hear the enemy talking to you and you don't know which way to turn. I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. You see, even Jesus got to a point where he felt abandoned. It was about 3 o'clock when Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Have you ever been there in your life, my beloved, where you feel that everyone has turned their back on you, even God himself? You know, many times in our lives, we go through different stages. And the three stages in a believer's life is, you know, when you first come to the Lord, oh, yeah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, yeah, blessed be his name. You know how to see all the right things. You're jumping up and down. You're clapping your hands, throwing 20 bucks every time the plate comes around. Every time it comes around, throw another 20. Oh, we're jumping for joy. We're praising the Lord. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And it's a wonderful time because we haven't met any challenges yet. We haven't had to struggle through anything yet. We haven't had to go through any storms, any trials and tribulations. But funny when things start stacking up against us, when the trials and the tribulations become to get more and more numerous, when they start to come one right after the other, like being trapped out in Waimea Bay when 12 or Sandy's Beach when Big Set, you keep coming up for air, boom, another wave hit you. Come up for air, boom, another wave hit you. Pretty soon you don't know which way is up. You don't even know how to breathe anymore. You know, sometimes life can get that. And it's at that time in our lives, my brothers and my sisters, it's at that very moment when we look up and we go, "What, God? Yeah, right. Yeah, goody two shoes, do everything I could do," and then all of a sudden get some trips, get some things going on, and you blow. You're not even here. I don't even think you listen to me anymore. You're probably looking for somebody else already. Thanks a lot, God. Yeah, you really helped me out on this one. Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, right. We've all been there. I'm not talking real nice. I'm just talking real. We've all doubted God at one time. We all doubted his purpose, his intention, his design, his plans, because it wasn't working out our way. It wasn't going the way that we thought it should be going. It wasn't happening the way we wanted it to happen. Well, that's the second stage of a believer's life. The third stage of a believer's life is when we say, "I am not worthy of God's mercy and grace that I receive every morning. I am not worthy of that." You see the three stages in the believer's life. One is all tantara, woo, oh yeah, let's rush them, rush them. The second stage is, God, you didn't blow me again, man. Here I am. It's only me against the world. Yeah, hello. That's where our attitude is at, where we need an attitude check. And then the third stage is when we realize the price. We realize the price that was paid at the cross for our sins, for our children's sins, for our family sins, for our sins of the world. But you see, it's at those times when we have to realize that all God wants us to do is to come to him, to submit to him. Even in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Sometimes all we need is peace. We need the peace that surpasses all understanding, just so we can sleep at night, so the voices stop talking to us. You know, in the next verse in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 and 30, it goes on to say, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." God right there just wants to take care of us. But we're so hard-headed sometimes, yeah? Why is it? We got to keep banging our head on the wall like the wall going to bust. The wall ain't going to bust. We're going to bust. But you have to realize, and he said it so well in Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Oh, my beloved, everyone listening tonight, including myself, we all have had our heart broken by someone, some person, something. We've all had dreams that we haven't been able to realize yet. I said yet. We've all had plans that have blown up in front of us. We've all had situations that went the wrong way. We've all taken paths that didn't end up to be where we thought we were headed. But I want to tell you right now, my brothers and my sisters, we all have hope. We all have an opportunity. Because you got to realize, you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, he said. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. That was in 1 Peter 2:9. You know, it's just when we come out of our pity party, when we come out of wherever we're at, because you see, prayer is the door to the presence of God. Prayer is like the on-ramp to get on the freeway with God. Just like how we go up on the on-ramps to get on the freeway to come down. That's the freeway on-ramp to get onto the freeway. You know, Jesus said, come as you are, not stay as you are. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and he will sup with him, and he with me. For those of you from the Jesus version, behold, listen, I stay over here. I stay standing outside the door and knocking. Anybody hear my voice and open the door? I'm going inside his place. I'm going to eat with him, and he's going to eat with me. You got to remember, my beloved, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Amen. You know, we're just so blessed, you know, that we can come together, that we can raise his name. My prayer for you, my beloved, my brothers and my sisters, that you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, and the way that you do that is you've got to open your mouth. You've got to pray to him. You've got to talk to him. Give your life to Jesus tonight. Talk to him. Pray to him. Tell him what's going on. Tell him your specific desires and what you need. Let him hear your voice. He's going to answer your prayer in his time so that his will is done. You are a testimony. You are a victor, not a victim. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.